whatever that is. Let us see what comes. I hope it's his mercy. So this is the first verse written in Sanskrit by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Both Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, authors of the two main sacred biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were great devotees of Lord Nityananda, which show that we can reach the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only by the mercy of Sri Nityananda. So we do need Lord Nityananda's mercy for whatever service we offer. If we want to offer a suitable service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Sri Sri Radha Gopinatha, then we need to get the mercy of Sri Nityananda. And today is a special day to get it. We have like the divine trees in the altar of Ekachakra Gram, the village of Lord Nityananda. And those trees are giving the fruit of love of Godhead and the fruit of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So I was impressed by the trees, I must admit. Okay, so it's a prayer, the verse. Vandenam tat putaishvaram. Shri Nityananda Mishwaram. Yasyechaya Tatsvarupam. Agyenapi Nirupyate. Vandenam Tat Bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityananda Mishwaram. Yasyechaya Tatsvarupam. Agyenapi Nirupyate. Vandenam Tat Bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityananda Mishwaram. Yasyechaya Tatsvarupam. Agyenapi Nirupyate. Vandenam tat bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram. Yasyechaya tat svarupam. Agyenapi nirupyate. Vandenam tat bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram. Yasyechaya tat svarupam. Agyenapi nirupyate. Vandenam tat bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram. Yasyechaya tatsvarupam. Agyenapi nirupyate. Vandenam tat bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram. Yasyechaya tatsvarupam. Agyenapi nirupyate. Vaishnavis. Vandenam tat bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityanandam Ishvaram. Yasyechaya tat svarupam. Agyenapi nirupyate. Vandenam tat bhutaishvaryam. Shri Nityananda Mishwaram Yasya Chaya Tat Svarupam Agyanapi Nirupyate. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Vande. Let me offer my obeisances. Ananta. Unlimited. Adbhuta. And wonderful. Aishvaryam. Whose opulence. Shri Nityanandam. Unto Lord Nityananda. Ishvaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya, whose, Ichaya, by the will, Tatsvarupam, his identity, Agyena, by the ignorant, Api, even, Nirupyate, can be ascertained. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Sri Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited. By his will, even a fool can understand his identity. The whole chapter 5 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is entitled The Glories of Sri Nityananda Balaram and describes Sri Nityananda Tattva, who is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. If somebody will ask you, who is Sri Nityananda Prabhu, what will you reply? He is Balaram. Very good. He is Guru Tattva, he is the original Guru Tattva, we can say. Lord Nityananda is the original Guru Tattva or the original spiritual master. Very good. He is Ananta Shesha. He sustains all the universes without endeavor. So he's very powerful. Ananta Shesha. Anything else? He is the most merciful. By his mercy, even Jagai and Madai, and especially Madai, who physically attack Lord Nityananda, even though the transcendental body of Sri Nityananda is eternal, still, due to his Lila, in order to reveal his mercy, he showed bloodshed. There was bloodshed in his transcendental body when Madai attacked him. So Sri Nityananda is so merciful that even a criminal was delivered, which indicates that every one of us has hope. I don't mean that we are criminals, although we may be. Some of us may be. Having a material body is a symptom of a criminal in one way. I don't want to be extreme. But Srila Prabhupada explains in some of his lectures that material body means a symptom of sin. Because we have committed sins, we have received this boil material body. The material body is like a boil. Isn't it? The boil, you get so many substances from the boil. Also from the material body, we get so many substances and so many sufferings from it. And this is a result of contamination, of sinful activity. The boil is the result of the impure blood. Isn't it? When the blood becomes impure, then we become polluted and we experience the suffering of the material world. So when our consciousness becomes polluted, we come to the material world. And therefore there is the need for the Lord to take the role of the Guru, Guru Tattva, the eternal Guru, and to offer complete mercy to the conditioned souls. And how does the Lord becomes the original spiritual master? What does he teach? Lord Balaram, his original spiritual master, what does he teach? To surrender to Krishna. He teaches how to serve Krishna. Actually, Lord Balaram appears to assist himself, expanded, but is himself, but at the same time, he is not the same. So it's one and different. He is one in that he is, as we read in the verse, Ishvara. Ishvara means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is different in that he takes the role of his servant or his assistant. He's assisting Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Lila. He's giving him assistance through the transcendental service in the Sankirtan movement, in spreading his mercy and teaching the glories of Lord Chaitanya to everyone he meets. And in this chapter, in chapter 5, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Prabhupada explain that Sri Nityananda or Sri Balaram served Lord Krishna in different ways. Served Lord Krishna spreading the universes, like first as the first expansion, and for him all the different Narayana forms and all the different manifestations of God takes place. This is one form. Another form is as Mahavishnu. Another form is Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. Another form is Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. And the last, but not the less important form, is Sheshanaga, who serves the Lord and expands in many different features or personalities or transcendental objects, conscious objects, to assist the Lord. For example, as his sacred thread, as his bed, as his shoes, as all his transcendental paraphernalia. And therefore, sometimes we hear that the temple room is an expansion of Lord Balaram. And we are in touch. We are being sustained by Lord Balaram. Because it is actually Sheshanaga. It's the transcendental paraphernalia of the Lord. So let's now read something. This was a little bit about Tattva of Lord Nityananda. He's teaching us how to serve the Lord, and the spiritual masters are representatives of Sri Nityananda. And they're meant to behave like him, serving the Lord in all respects. Serving the Lord in all respects means, as we sang, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika, teaching people how to chant the holy name of the Lord, teaching people how to worship Krishna, teaching people how to serve Krishna or how to follow Krishna's instructions. And also reminding people Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran. Krishna is your mother. So ultimate, the divine mother is Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is never alone. He is with Srimati Radharani. So we can say Srimati Radharani is the mother. But also we can say that Krishna plays the role of the mother. because Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, they are eternally together. And they are eternally united in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is served eternally by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So where did Sri Nityananda take his birth? Ekachakragram, and this is situated in Radhadesh. In Radhadesh. So we are in a replica, we're in a place which is a replica of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's birthplace, Ekachakragram. We could say, yes, but the founders of Radhadesh didn't get, technically, they were great scholars in that they were servants of the Lord, so that this is the greatest scholarship. But they were not great scholars in the use of the language, and there was a mix up there. Their idea in saying Radhadesh, they meant the land of Srimati Radharani. So is this the land of Srimati Radharani, or is this the land of Sri Nityananda Prabhu? Both. Okay, how do you justify that? Both are here. Okay, good. Other thoughts? Realizations? Both are representatives of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada explains, Srimati Radharani is also, the spiritual master represents Srimati Radharani. So the spiritual master represents Sri Nityananda Prabhu and also represents Srimati Radharani. Represents Sri Nityananda Prabhu in engaging ourselves in devotional service. And Srimati Radharani, when we are introduced to a more confidential form of service in Vrindavan. That's not to say that the service prior to the confidential service is not confidential, because it's bringing us to that level of experience. So in the transcendental sense, there is no difference between the path and the goal. Everything is connected to Krishna. Bhakti is there in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. In that sense, there is no difference. But there is difference at the level of realization. So Sri Nityananda will rescue us from whatever conditional state of existence we have. If we pray to him, he will rescue us. As we were discussing before, even Jagai and Madai were rescued. Anyone here has committed more sinful activities than Jagai and Madai? How do you know? It's difficult to compete with Jagai and Madai. How many activities did they commit? Sinful activities. Anyone remembers the description given? They did everything. They did the impossible. Any sinful activity you can imagine, and better don't imagine too much, and those you cannot imagine, they did them. Yes, Chaitanya Bhagavat describes how Yamaraj had a whole department, Chandragupta, his Chitragupta, the secretary. He had a whole department of people working, more people than we have here in Radha Desh, all keeping track to Jagaya Madai sinful activities. So they were so sinful. Not only that, but they fainted. The secretaries were fainting while keeping track. They were so tired that they felt exploited by Yamaraj. Why you have given us this task? This is too much. Can you imagine? Think of the service, the most difficult service you have performed. Since you can remember, since you came to Krishna consciousness, can you think? Washing pots in a mega festival, in an unorganized temple in the late 70s or the 80s. You knew when you, I don't mean that washing pots is not transcendental and divine, but you, I remember when I was just joined Krishna consciousness, I was scared of being sent because I knew when I will go in, I didn't know when I will go out of the kitchen. Did any of you had that experience ever? Isn't it? So, but that's nothing. And then it means you were doing the service and then you were so tired. You were very, very tired. But we didn't faint. Nor from the ecstasy, nor from being tired of it. Our mind may have given us trouble due to the lack of understanding of what we were doing. Therefore, my mind was giving me trouble. If I had known how fortunate I was, I would have felt differently. But I didn't faint. But all the team, all the crew of Chitragupta, they were fainting. Whether you want to take that literally or not, that's up to you. But this is what Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, and we take it literally, or if you want to take it metaphorically, scripture can be, usually we take the direct meaning, but sometimes some interpreters take the metaphorical meaning, but it means it was really intense. But they were, despite those sinful activities, they were delivered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Madai, when he had been delivered, because he had committed such a grievous offense, can you imagine if you commit the offense Madai committed against Sri Nityananda? How would you feel? Even if you were forgiven, how would you feel? We won't be able to, if we are conscious of what we did. Of course, when we are not conscious of what we do, then we don't mind. Then we are completely distracted and we do nonsense and then we don't care that we are doing nonsense. This is the condition of the embodied suffering soul. But when we come to our senses, we realize how much pain we have inflicted in the Lord's transcendental body. Although the Lord is not affected by it, but imagine if you hit the deity of the Lord. If lose the head in such a way that hit the Lord, how will we feel? So, Sri Nityananda gave the advice to Madai because Madai couldn't forgive himself. Even though the Lord had forgiven him, he couldn't forgive himself for the offense he had committed to him and for the many offenses he had committed against so many people he didn't even know them. In that sense, there may be a parallel there. We have committed sinful activities, we have committed pain to so many living entities. I remember when I was a child, I will not say all the crazy things I was doing, but I did many crazy things, inflicting pain, for example, to insects, to other living beings, due to complete ignorance of what I was doing. So all of us have committed so many sins. A few of them we can remember, many we don't remember. And this is actually also, in one way, it's the Lord's mercy upon us that we can remain alive. Otherwise, if we will remember everything we have done, we won't be able to sustain our life. We will be completely depressed. So what did the Lord tell Madai to do in order to forgive himself? Anyone remembers from Chaitanya Bhagavat? So, very good. So he asked him to build a god. The name of the god is Madai God. And there he will offer service to every pilgrim that will come and will pray for forgiveness for the offenses he had committed. He couldn't remember who he had offended because he was normally drunk, he was intoxicated. And he did so many, he couldn't remember. So by the mercy of Sri Nityananda, he found a deliverance from sin. Similarly, we can find deliverance from our sinful actions by offering service to the Lord, following his instructions, and particularly offering service to everyone, offering service to the devotees, Vaishnava Seva. Sri Nityananda arranged many festivals for the pleasure of the devotees. For example, he asked Raghunath Das Goswami to organize the Panihati festival, Chiradahi festival, with their flat rice and yogurt, and even Lord Chaitanya will appear in those occasions. By the mercy of Sri Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya will appear, even though from the geographical point of view, he was very far away. But the Lord will appear in person. The Lord told Lord Nityananda that wherever you dance, I will be present. Because the Lord sent Lord Nityananda to preach far away from Jagannath Puri. Lord Nityananda was in ecstasy, but the Lord sent him far away. So, similarly, we can feel the presence of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Nityananda if we follow his instructions by serving the devotees. And Sri Nityananda also served the non-devotees by spreading the holy name of the Lord, as we sang in the beginning, by establishing a marketplace of the holy name of Krishna. And this transcendental marketplace is meant for the deliverance of everyone, all the fallen souls. Another important contribution of Sri Nityananda Prabhu that we hear, about, by Sri Narottam Das Thakur, explains that Sri Nityananda transforms Dukki, the suffering people, into Sukhi, happy people. So whenever we are dukkhi, whenever we feel the sadness of life in this world, we can take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda, which are schooling us how many moons we heard about it this morning? Millions of moons. Koti Chandra Shushitala. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are cooling from the suffering, from the burning sensation of material existence. It's giving refreshment, it's giving cooling. Of course, now here is cold and we don't want too much, say it's too cold, but it's when we are feeling the burning sensation of the suffering of material existence, or the burning sensation of material desires, material consciousness, we can become relief by fixing our minds on the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Okay, let me read something because I... I want to read about Lord Nityananda's pastimes in his childhood a little bit. Because it's the birthday, so it's we want to remember that. I worship their lordship, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the first... let's mix up. This is chapter 9 of Adi Kanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat, the childhood and pilgrimages of Sri Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the unlimited ocean of mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, the dearest friend of the distressed. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life's treasure and soul of Sri Advaita Acharya, and the priceless treasure house of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to Lord Vishvambar, the son of Sri Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. All glories to all the devotees who are such dear associates of the Lord. Lord Ananta Shesha appeared in the Radhadesh district on an order given previously by Sri Chaitanya. He remained in the material world according to Mahaprabhu's transcendental desire. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, appeared in the village of Ekachakra. His father was a Brahmana named Hadai Pandit, and his mother was Padmavati, Srimati Padmavati Devi. From his early childhood, Sri Nityananda Prabhu had a serene disposition and was highly intelligent. He was a reservoir of excellences. His charming beauty overshadowed the attractiveness of millions upon millions of cupids. From the time of Nityananda's birth, everything became auspicious in Radhadesh. Famine, poverty, and all kinds of disturbances were dispelled. On the day of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in Navadvip, Sri Nityananda, who was still in Radhadesh, roared with jubilation. Sri Nityananda was in Radhadesh for 12 years, and then he traveled around India for 20 years. And he traveled around India due to what happened? Anyone can remember? Swatanyasi came, and when Hadai Pandit Hadai Oja offered a gift to the sannyasi, he realized he would have not offered probably if he had he known what he was going to ask for. He would have not offered a gift. He would have given something, but not ask him. Ask me whatever you want, I'll give you. Be careful to promise that. I don't mean you don't do. Vaishnavas are by nature generous. But when you say, what do you want? Ask me whatever you want. Just be aware that something intense can be asked. So the sannyasi said, I am traveling alone. I need a brahmachari assistant. Can you please give me your nice son, your very beautiful son, to come with me? For only for some days. But actually Lord Nityananda traveled. He left home for 20 years. And he didn't come. I mean, I didn't read that he came back. We don't know exactly what was the destiny of the parents. I don't know. I know they were in lamentation. For 3 months, Hadai Oja was eating nothing. He couldn't tolerate the intense separation of Lord Nityananda. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says he kept alive because he had the hope to see Lord Nityananda again. So even though he was not eating, he still kept alive. Normally after such a long time, an ordinary person will die. But somehow he kept going. I don't know what happened after. That's what I read. So it must have been very extreme. So before that, his parents had the opportunity to experience the joy of seeing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna through their son, Nityananda. I'll read something about that. Lord Nityananda concealed his identity and played gleefully with the other young children of his age. The various games Lord Nityananda played with his young friends were actually manifestations of different pastimes of Lord Krishna. And he played all the different pastimes. I'll read some of them. One time the children got together and formed a divine council where some of them took the role of Mother Earth and submitted a petition. Many others accompanied those children as they went to the bank of the milk ocean and offered their choicest prayers to Lord Krishna. A certain young boy, unseen by anyone, called out in a loud voice, I shall appear in Gokula, Mathura. On some evenings, Lord Nityananda gathered his young friends and enacted the marriage of Sri Vasudeva with Devaki Devi. Closing all the doors and windows to the room to create a dungeon, Lord Nityananda enacted the birth of Lord Krishna, which took place deep in the night while the rest of the world slept. Then they carried baby Lord Krishna to their imaginary Gokula Dham and exchanged him for the baby girl, Mahamaya, the external potency of the Lord. Thus, they tricked the wicked king Kamsa. Then Nityananda dressed a young boy as Putana and had someone climb on her lap to suck her breast. One day, helped by some friends, he built a Shakata handcart. With some tough reeds and then smash it with a kick. Sometimes unseen by anyone, he entered the milkmen's houses in the near vicinity and stole butter with his young friends. The young boys never wanted to leave the company of Sri Nityananda and return home. Day and night, they relish pastimes in his transcendental association. So Lord Nityananda enacted all the different pastimes with all kinds of details, all Krishna Lila. And then the parents and the elders in the village will ask him, how do you know all these pastimes, my dear child? Where did you learn all these things? And what did he reply? Anyone can remember or guess? Yeah, these are my pastimes. So the parents will not realize that how truth it was that these were their very same pastimes. As Balaram, he was assisting Krishna in performing all those pastimes. So he knew everything that had taken place in great detail. He also played Lord Ramachandra. He played also Lakshman. And he was hit by Ravana's weapon. And actually he had instructed his friends that as soon as I fall unconscious, you bring the medicine, you go and bring from the Gandhamadana mountain, bring the mountain, you play Hanuman, bring the mountain and give me medicine. But when the Lord fainted, it was so real, he was like dead, that everybody got really scared. And all the village was crying, thinking that Lord Nityananda had passed away. Until someone remembered the instructions he had given. You play Hanuman, you go and get the mountain and bring it back. And then give it to the doctor. The doctor will administer the medicine, will make him smell it, and then he will come back. So he was playing all these divine pastimes. Until that sannyasi, who appeared to be like cruel Akurura, who took Krishna away from Vrindavan. So he was as cruel as him who took away Lord Nityananda from the association of his dear devotees in Ekachakra Gram. And Lord Nityananda traveled to many different places all over India, South India, West, North. He went to all the holy places of pilgrimage. And he went twice to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Went in the beginning and then went at the end. And at the end, he remained hidden, waiting for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before that, Sri Nityananda Prabhu had met Sri Madhavendra Puri Goswami, the reservoir of love of Godhead, from whom we have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the divine tree of the divine love of Radha Krishna Prema had become manifest by the mercy of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Sri Nityananda Prabhu met with Sri Madhavendra Puri Goswami and they experienced great transcendental ecstasy in each other's association to the point that they fainted. Their emotion was so intense that they fainted again and again and in their association due to the intensity of the experience. It is something difficult to imagine unless you have gone through it. I have fainted many times, but not out of transcendental ecstasy, but out of low blood pressure. When the blood pressure goes down, Some of you got it also, pass on. Once here in the Mangalartik, and was not the entering in the temple and seeing Radha Gopinath. It went down and fainted, but it was actually very loud morning, blood pressure after falling down the stairs. So it's difficult to grasp how intense the emotion can be, but at least we can imagine how it was. So intense that they fainted in each other's association. Can you imagine you love somebody so much that you faint? Did that happen to you, with anyone in this world? No, it doesn't happen. So this is the transcendental emotion revealed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Madhavendra Puri. They spend time together discussing Krishna's transcendental topics, pastimes, service, qualities, holy names, etc. And then Lord Nityananda went in search of Lord Chaitanya. After 32 years of his Leela, he went from Vrindavan to Navadvip, searching for Lord Chaitanya, because he knew he had appeared. And he hide. Where did he hide? In the house of a devotee, very good. In the house of a devotee, he hid in the house of Nandana Acharya. That was the name of the devotee. Presently, there is a temple there. Gopinath Gaudiya Math is in that temple. It's going from our Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, going in the direction of the Ganj, when we take the boat to go to the town of Navadvip, so to the left, not very far away, and we will hear there is dramatic reading this evening about this pastime by Shyamananda Prabhu. And this will be at 6 o'clock, I think, here in the temple room, if I got it correctly. So then there will be continuation of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's Kata. Now is the time for the Abhishek. Everything is ready. Should we wait until they are ready, or should? Comments or questions while the pujaris finish? I don't remember. Sometimes I mix up. I'm not sure if... I think he left in a similar way than Lord Balaram. I read that he kind of mounted a kind of a divine serpent and disappeared. But I'm not sure if I'm mixing up the two or I read it. That's what I have in mind, but I'm not totally sure. If anybody knows, please speak up. Somehow I have this in mind, but could it be my Kali Yuga memory mixing the two and thinking Lord Nityananda is non different from Lord Balaram, and Lord Balaram, according to Prabhupada in one purport, left in this way, flying into the sky, so Lord Nityananda left in the same way. I'm not totally sure. Any other comments, questions? What it is question is that the book is written as it was published by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. So I cannot make a conclusive statement of how bona fide the book is, certainly will not be on the same range of authority than, for example, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, we find many pastimes of Lord Nityananda. There are about at least 9 or 10 chapters fully dedicated to Lord Nityananda. Out of 55, 10 chapters are dedicated to Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda appears in many other places through the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I will say, I dare to say, it's not at the same level of authority given by our acharyas to Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita, for example. Other questions, comments? Okay, so to conclude, 3 points to remember. We need the mercy of Sri Nityananda and his representative, the spiritual master, in order to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna, as exemplified by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. The transcendental activities of Lord Nityananda are wonderful because they reveal the joy of loving devotional service to Krishna. So they reveal how joyful is the process of bhakti, the process of Krishna consciousness. And anyone and everyone is eligible to get the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, we are also eligible, regardless of our present condition of consciousness and existence, which is very good news. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! Sri Nityananda Abhishek ki jai!